Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the movement. Let's go. Early Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m., you know what they say, the early bird catches the worm. You know, we have on this show very special guests, my brother, Pastor Christian Sama. Pastor Christian is a pastor of Crepa Church off the Arlington Expressway with Bishop Idowu as our overseer. Grace and peace to you, Pastor Christian. How are you, sir?
I am blessed, and I am highly favored to be in this company here, you know, and I thank the Lord for you, my brother, and everyone that is listening. I just want to say you are in the right place.
Amen.
And this is the right time. You know, I bring you greetings from Crepa, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. That is where, you know, it's a home of destiny fulfillment. So people like champions like you and us that is listening, that is where we should be and be growing. And I am growing, and my brother is growing in that environment. And we bring you greetings and thank the Lord for every one of you that is listening, because this is a moment that we know God is about to do something in your life and then bring a word for you. And so he's just going to use us. Amen. So I thank the Lord for you, Brother Cedric.
No, thank you. Thank you. On today's show, we're going to talk about something that I think is so important to you succeeding in life. And what is that call? It's simple, confidence, confidence. And one of the things that when I decided to speak about confidence this morning, I thought about Pastor Christian. I remember the first time that I met him, you know, he's just so boldly with self-confidence. I wanted to know, who is this guy? You know, and what is confidence, first of all? Confidence is simply having a firm trust. But what we're going to talk about, not a firm trust in others, we want to speak upon you being confident in yourself. How do you have a firm trust in yourself? You know, Mark Twain once said, a man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. Think about that, Pastor Christian. A man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. What is confidence to you?
You know, that is a profound statement there. I must say, confidence, it's, you know, individuals that come to the consciousness of self inbuilt appreciation of your own ability, mm-hmm, and qualities that are in you, mm-hmm, that's confidence.
Right.
Because it's not something you're going to buy.
Right.
It's not something you're going to borrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not somebody giving it to you. It's inside of you already.
Right.
It's an inbuilt. So you have to appreciate it. And in order for you to appreciate that spirit of confidence, you must recognize you are, mm-hmm, better.
Right.
You are greater.
Right.
You are indeed someone that is not negatively thought driven.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things that I read a quote where it's just simply said that confidence is the most beautiful thing you could possess. You know, when I think of boldness, when I think of swagger, when I think of moxie, that yields confidence.
That's right.
You know, a person who's operating with swagger and operating with moxie, that's a confident person.
I agree.
Here's one of the things I tell people that I've gathered this year finally. And I learned it from our ministry, Krupa Ministry. Now I'm operating with spiritual moxie. With wow. spiritual moxie.
Wow.
I think in the past, I always operated with moxie. But when you address that confidence spiritually, how can you go wrong, sir?
No way. You can't. You know, the confidence in people of faith comes from a bigger reservoir of faith, because that confidence, it's something that it transcends, is a transmission into yourself, and it comes from a bigger force, and that force is the Word of God. You know, we believe as men of faith, or someone that's listening, you, when you associate with wise people, you become wiser. He said, if you are in the company of wise, you become wiser. The companion of fools will be destroyed. What does that say? It says that when you are in the company of the Word itself has confidence. People trust the Word. We can deny because of personal experience of what the Word is, but reality is the Word has been here generations and generations, and it's been proven that where it is, those that live by it, those that dwell in it, there is a track record of a difference. And what are we saying? We are building that confidence in it that becomes the individual. Now it's in you. And so it becomes a force that allows you to be driven. It allows you to stand for yourself. It allows you to say no to certain things confidently. It allows you to overcome fear. It allows you to believe in yourself. It allows you to set a higher standard in when it comes to everything. So these are all the attributes of confidence. Mm-hmm. But it comes from the inbuilt. Mm-hmm. And that inbuilt is the Word that dwells in you.
Amen. Amen. That's one of the things that, you know, in terms of, you know, we all have met people who lacks confidence, you know, and I understand some of the situations why they lack confidence or what have you. But this show, the movement, Let's Go, the whole mission is to help you overcome some of those things. So when you're talking about, okay, why aren't you confident? You know, I've met people who said that their mother and father or their parents, you know, talked to them any kind of way, made them feel very unwanted, unloved. And so, you know, they might had a bad, you know, Eros relationship that broke up, and that person is afraid. And so what happens is that they begin to, they lose confidence in themselves.
That's right.
And literally, one of the things that I like to associate myself around in terms of business, when I meet a person and they have confidence, I mean, it's everything that I want to be associated with.
You got it.
It's, you know, it's a lady years ago brought me this invention. And I literally thought it was an amazing invention. But here's something that I saw in this lady. I saw that she didn't have confidence in herself.
Mm.
So it was hard for me to want to do business with her when she didn't have confidence in herself.
Right.
Because if you don't have confidence in yourself, how can anybody else have confidence in you?
I agree.
One of the things that I've taught my kids, Pastor Christian, is that if somebody talks about you, it's their problem.
That's it.
It's not your problem.
That's right.
And so when you, so many people are afraid to do things that they want to do because they're worried about what other people are going to say.
You hit the nail on the head there. You know, you worry about other people. Don't worry about other people. That's literally what you're saying. The focus is always about you. You know, there is a saying that is this. It says this way. It says, you know, self-confidence itself is a product of you realizing your self-worth. Mm-hmm. It's a self-concept. You know, it's a sense of value and significance of your individuality.
Right.
In any sense, it's really an attitude of who you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of these, I sell self, if you remember, as I'm saying it, it has nothing to do with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's all directed to you.
Right.
So it comes from the inside out.
Right.
And that is where we need to be able to help someone that is listening to capture this.
Right.
You are a great person.
Mm-hmm.
You are built excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Like the statement you said, you know, their parents might have said somebody or your teachers might have said something. It's not meant to change who you are.
Amen.
It's never meant to change you because you can never change the color of a car, no matter what you say to that car.
Right.
A car, if that is a green car, it's a green car, whether you call it blue or white.
Right.
It's still a green car.
Amen.
And that's the same with you as an individual. What is an inbuilt confidence that's already in you?
Mm-hmm.
No amount of words that people say will change that if you understand and realize it.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. You know, I was thinking, you know, a couple of my kids, and I remember when they were starting school and they wasn't smart. You know, but I never shared that with them. You know, I shouldn't say they wasn't smart. They struggled in school. But the words that came out of my mouth always was, Giovanni, you're so smart.
There you go.
Man, why are you so smart? Who did you get it from? Your mother or myself?
There you go.
Giovanni, you might be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, Giovanni, I was thinking, man, we might have to homeschool this kid.
There you go.
But mentally wise, he started to get confidence in himself. And now he didn't become an honor roll student, but school became effortless.
There you go.
He was able to pass.
There you go.
But he had to first get confidence in himself that, hey, you know what? I could do this. Because in the past, people was telling him, man, gee, you're not smart. And his older siblings was making jokes on him. And I had to share with them, don't make jokes on him. He has to get confidence in himself. And I watch him now at 16 years of age. He walks around like he's smart. He walks around like he's smart. You know, I'm reminded of this story that I heard years ago at a conference that I attended where they put this new teacher, they gave all the bad students, all the students that were struggling in her class, they gave her these students, right?
Yeah.
And so here it comes where, you know, it was time for the testing.
Mm-hmm.
But every day, someone would come into her class. She would tell him, do you know how great and smart you are? Do you know that the world is going to be better because you're in it? You're so amazing. I look forward to you accomplishing great things.
That's it.
And she consistently imparted these things in these young students that the school system viewed as troubled. All of a sudden, Pastor Christian, these students changed their mindset. And they started to operate as if the world is going to be better because they're in it. They're smart. What are they going to create for this world? And fast forward, testing came. And these students did extremely well. And the principal couldn't wait to rush down. He was very upset. And he wanted to meet with this teacher to find out, how dare you cheat it with these students? How dare you cheat it with these students? And the teacher just simply smiled. All she did, in your words, Pastor Christian, she changed the narrative.
That's it.
She made them believe confidently who they were.
That's it.
You know, one of the things that I'm reminded of, a quote that I've read, and it said, confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't.
They don't. I like that.
So I want to share with you, listening audience, you have to change the narrative. It doesn't matter what your spouse think. It doesn't matter what your family think. It doesn't matter what your kids think. It doesn't matter what your friends think. It doesn't matter what your coworkers think. You have to become confident in yourself. And remember, confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't. One of my biggest weaknesses in life for many, many years was I wanted to be liked by everyone. I wanted to be liked by everyone. I don't care if whatever it took, I wanted to be liked by everyone. And I had a guy named Billy Swinney years ago, because I was so let down and I was so hurt by a situation that happened. And he called me up and he shared something with me, and I was driving. And he says, who do you think you are, Cedric Griffin? If they didn't like Jesus Christ, what makes you think everybody's going to like you? But he used some French words with it. And when he said it, I was delivered from that. And I realized then, confidently, I'll be fine even if they don't. And I will share with you, listening audience, your life will be easier. So how do you get confident in yourself? Number one, you have to first visualize yourself as you want to be. Notice what I said, Pastor Christian.
That's good.
Visualize yourself as you want to be.
That's right.
It's not what anybody else thinks.
That's right.
You first have to be confident in yourself. Then the next thing that I believe you have to do, you have to start affirming it. Start affirming to yourself who you are. One of the things that I love about the Bible says, even the weak shall say they're strong.
That's right. That's right.
Affirm to yourself, I am highly blessed and highly favored. I am blessed Divine connections are coming my way. Don't let the temporary storms, don't let the temporary defeats, don't let the temporary challenges get you off your confidence. They're going to happen.
That's right.
And then the third thing what you have to do, I believe that in order to become confident in yourself, you have to do one thing that scares yourself. You have to do something that's going to scare yourself. Go surprise yourself. Don't worry about surprising anybody else. Surprise yourself. Here it is, Pastor Christian. I'm one of the least most technological people on this planet. And but when the vision came to my mind that this year I was going to create 5 apps. Some people said, how could you create an app and you don't know how to use Facebook? You don't know Instagram. How can you do this? That's why I believe, Pastor Christian, you have to do something to surprise yourself.
That's right.
Now, the fourth thing that I think you should do, question your inner critic. Question your inner critic. See, what people don't understand is this. Sometimes when people are telling you no, or people are saying you can't do this, or how can you do this and you've never done that before, use that as motivation. Question your inner critic. Don't let what they say be a cancer to you. Use it for motivation. They say the best revenge is success itself, right? So question your inner critic. I love when someone says, I can't do it. Because guess what, Pastor Christian? Guess what the Bible says?
You can do all
things. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible also says, is there anything too hard for God?
No, absolutely not.
So how can you allow what your inner critics are saying? How can you allow this to be cancerous into your life? The fifth thing I believe you should do, go out and get some rejections. Go out and get some no's. The best way for a person to get confident in themselves is to get rejected.
That's it.
One thing that I've loved about you, Pastor Christian, since I've known you, you're not afraid to get no's. Tell us, how are you so confident? Why are you so confident?
You know, and I thank the Lord, you know, sometimes, Brother Cedric, you are placed in a situation where you totally don't have any control over. And I was aligned in a relationship with a man of God that we call our Father in the Lord, the Right Reverend Bishop Abiola, Dr. Bishop Abiola Ido. And, you know, being around this man that is the father figure we have as a spiritual leader in CREPA, he has been someone that he leads by a way of life. And one thing he had told me from the beginning is, he said a couple of things that I will state here. He said, what you don't know is your problem.
Yes, sir.
What you don't know is your problem. What you know is your confidence. And he was not speaking about someone else. He was speaking directly to me to know who I am. He said, look, there, no one can tell you who you are except you. It is revealed to you. And how do you find out who you are is go to the one that created you. The maker himself gave you information about who you are. And so he introduced me to, he challenged me. He said, if you said you are a Christian, have you ever read this book? He asked me casually one time. And I was thinking, you know, he's right. That inspired me to read that Bible from cover to cover. And by the time I'm finished that book, there was a revelation that changed everything about myself, my perception about me, who I am, and what I am supposed to do in this world. So that's where the confidence comes from, because God himself revealed to me, it doesn't matter what somebody says. It does not matter what they think. It is who I know I am, because he knows best what he put in me.
Amen. One of the things that I consistently tell people this is that, are you going to listen to what they're saying versus what Jeremiah 29:11 says?
That's right.
Which is, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Plans to prosper you,
right,
and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
That's right.
So how can I not have confidence when our Heavenly Father is saying that, hey, I got plans to prosper you, Brother Christian?
That's right, that's right.
Why? Because in order to succeed, you have to have confidence, ladies and gentlemen. I think most of you all know that one thing that Henry Ford said, he says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. That's simply saying that, hey, I got to believe in myself.
That's right.
If I think I can't, I'm right.
You're right.
But if I think I can, I'm also right. Confidence is so important.
That's right.
One of the things that we want to do as we begin to wrap up this show, it's a book of the week that we want you to get. And the book of the week is called Self-Confidence by Bill Andrews. It's called Self-Confidence by Bill Andrews. And this is a book where you unleash your hidden potential and break through your limitations of confidence. Think about that. Unleash your hidden potential and break through your limitations of confidence. It's called Self-Confidence by Bill Andrews. I want to thank Pastor Christian for being a guest on the Movement Let's Go show. We hope to see you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m., But I want to repeat this one quote that I said earlier to you. And I hope this challenges you. Confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't. We want to thank our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty and Real Estate Cake. Grace and peace to each and every one of you all. And we'll see you at the top. Thank you for tuning into the Movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comments, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.